Welcome to DNB College. In this lesson, we're building a tape haze edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the DNB way, controlled, musical, and built to hit harder when the drop comes back in. A tape haze edit is that breakdown move where the track feels like it's being pulled through worn tape. The top end softens, the mids get smeared, the rhythm starts to feel unstable, and then, right before the drop, everything snaps back into focus. It's a really useful DNB trick because drum and bass arrangements live on contrast. If the main section is sharp and powerful, then a degraded breakdown makes the return feel even bigger. This works especially well in darker DNB, rollers, jungle-inspired sections, neuro-adjacent tension, and cinematic intro-to-drop transitions. And the best part is, you do not need a fancy third-party plugin chain to make it happen. Ableton stock devices are more than enough. The first thing to understand is that this is not just a lo-fi effect. We are not slapping grime on the whole mix and hoping it sounds cool. We're shaping a phrase. We want the section to feel like it's decaying on purpose, while the groove still makes sense. That's why the sub stays clean or mostly separate. If you smear the low end too much, the club impact gets weak and the whole breakdown turns to mud. So start by choosing a section that already has a strong DNB identity. Ideally, you want drums, bass, and at least one texture layer. A four-bar section after the first drop is perfect, or the last few bars before a repeat. Play it once in full first. You want to know the loop already hits hard enough that taking some edge off will create drama. Now split your elements into two lanes. One lane is your sub or pure low bass. The other lane is the material you want to haze: mid-bass, drums, atmospheres, stabs, and texture. This separation matters a lot in DNB. Why this works in DNB is simple. The low end needs to stay disciplined so the drop still lands with weight. The damage should live mostly in the mid-range and top mid to tail, where the ear hears texture and movement. On the haze layer, build a simple stock chain. A great starting point is EQ8, then saturator, then auto filter, and if you want a little more wear, maybe redux at the end. EQ8 helps you trim the unnecessary extremes. Saturator adds thickness and roughness. Auto filter gives you that falling, softening tape motion. Redux is optional, and you want to use it very gently at first. Just enough to hint at damage, not enough to turn the whole thing into crunchy aliasing unless that's really the sound you want. As a starting point, high pass the haze layer somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz if the bass is still leaking through too much. You can also low pass it around 8 to 12 Khz if you want a darker, older tape tone. On saturator, try a drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Keep soft clip on if you want it to stay controlled. On auto filter, start with the cutoff high and automate it down over the breakdown. You might move from around 18 Khz down to somewhere in the 2 to 6 Khz range depending on how murky you want it to feel. What to listen for here is not whether it sounds destroyed. What you want to hear is whether it still sounds like the same track, just worn down. If it feels like a random lo-fi preset pasted over the top, back off and make the movement more subtle. The best tape haze edits evolve in stages. Don't slam everything in at once. Think of the breakdown in four parts. The first bar or two can stay fairly clean. Then the filter starts closing. Then the saturation becomes a little more obvious. Then the final bar is the most degraded point, right before the return. That gradual shift is what sells the feeling of tape wear. In Ableton Live 12, automate the saturator drive, the auto filter cutoff, and maybe the track volume by a few dB if you want the section to breathe a little more. You can also add a touch more reverb send as the breakdown darkens. That can make the tail smear beautifully without killing the punch. Keep the curves musical. A slow, steady fall usually sounds more believable than a sudden drop unless you want a very deliberate fake out. At this point, you also need to decide what kind of haze you're building. You've basically got two strong options. The first is a drum-led haze. That means the break rhythm stays more readable, and the snares, tops, and ghost hits remain the main anchor. This is great for rollers and jungle-influenced sections. You usually use a little less distortion and more filter movement. The second is a bass-led haze. Here, the bass texture becomes the main character and the drums get softened more aggressively. That's a stronger choice for darker neural-leaning breakdowns or heavier transition moments. What to listen for when you're deciding between these two is the identity of the tune. If the track is built around a skippy break or rolling drums, keep the drum motion alive. If the bass motif is the thing people remember, let the bass collapse more and keep the drums simpler. The wrong choice is not about taste, it's about fighting the track's personality. You can also create a tape stop feeling without actually stopping the phrase. In DNB, A full stop can kill energy if it lasts too long. Instead, try a partial drag. Pull the track volume down a few dB, close the filter a little further, and maybe let a reverb tail or tiny delay smear into the gap. That gives the impression of the track slowing emotionally without wrecking the dance-floor momentum. A really nice trick is to add small modulation around the closing filter point. Not huge sweeps, just tiny movements. That instability can make the haze feel alive, like worn tape transport wobbling slightly under pressure. Now check the whole thing in context. Don't solo the effect and trust your ears there. Always play it with the kick, snare, sub, and at least one important musical element. What to listen for is simple. Does the snare still tell you where the backbeat is? Does the sub still land cleanly when the haze gets darkest? Does the breakdown still leave enough space so the drop feels bigger when it returns? If the kick disappears but the snare survives, that can be perfectly fine for a breakdown. If the snare also vanishes completely, you may have gone too far and lost the anchor. In that case, open the filter a bit or bring some mid-range back. If the low end gets cloudy, commit the haze layer to audio and treat it like a fixed texture. That often makes the arrangement easier to shape, and honestly, it can sound more intentional too. Once the haze is working, give it one movement cue into the next phrase. Keep it simple. A reverse cymbal, a short drum fill, a delayed stab, or a snare roll is enough. You do not need to stack 5 different transition tricks. One clean cue is usually more powerful. A useful 8-bar way to think about it is this. The first couple of bars stay recognizable, the middle bars soften and degrade, then the last bars carry the heaviest haze and lead into the cue. That way the breakdown feels designed, not just processed. And if the track is DJ-friendly, the bar structure still reads clearly enough for a clean mix. You also have to decide whether the haze should be narrow or wide. For club-safe impact, keep the most important elements centered or nearly centered. That gives you stronger translation and better mono compatibility. If you want a more cinematic feel, widen only the higher textures, atmospheres, or reverb tails. Just don't widen the whole degraded layer by default. A breakdown that sounds huge in stereo but hollow in mono can cause problems fast. Another good habit is to keep checking the full loop volume. A haze edit that sounds exciting quietly can get harsh or muddy once the kick and sub are actually hitting properly. So always test it in context, at real listening level, before you commit to it. A strong rule for this kind of DNB move is this. If you can't tell whether the section is building, decaying, or resetting, the automation is too random. The listener should always feel the phrase shape, even if the sound itself is becoming unstable. That's what makes this feel premium instead of messy. If you want to push the vibe a little further, you can add one more touch of character. Short dark reverb on selected hits, a little more delay feedback on the last hit before the drop, or a subtle extra drive burst before the darkest par can all deepen the effect. But keep it disciplined. In DNB, less chaos often equals more power. And here is a really useful production mindset. If the movement is working, commit it sooner than you think. Resample the breakdown. Trim it like an audio edit, and work with it like a sample. That gives you way more control over the arrangement and stops you from endlessly tweaking processors, while the music loses focus. Let's talk about the return, because that's the real job of this edit. The haze is only successful if the drop feels bigger after it, so place a clear return point. Maybe it's a hard cut on the first kick. Maybe the filter snaps open in the last half bar. Maybe you leave a tiny pocket of silence before the drop slams back in. That contrast is what sells the whole move. What to listen for at the end is this. Does the track come back with more pressure than before? If the breakdown feels bigger than the drop return, then the edit has gone too far or the re-entry is too weak. The breakdown should feel like a temporary collapse, not the final destination. So the core process is simple. Keep the sub clean. Haze the mid and top layers. Automate the degradation in stages. Preserve a rhythmic anchor. Shape the phrase with purpose. Then design a strong return. If you want to practice this properly, build 2 versions of the same 4-bar breakdown. Make one safe version that stays very readable. Then make one darker version that pushes the haze further without losing the phrase. Keep the sub separate, use only stock devices, and automate just the filter cutoff, saturator drive, and volume. Compare them side by side and ask yourself which one creates more tension, not just more mod. That's the real lesson here. Tape haze in DNB is controlled degradation with arrangement purpose. It should feel like the track is wearing down, remembering itself, and then snapping back with more impact than before. Keep the low end clean, make the automation musical, and always think about the drop that comes after. Now it's your turn. Pick a loop, Build the haze, test it in context, and try the A and B versions. If the groove still reads, the low end stays controlled, and the return feels bigger, you've got it. Keep going.